I decided that I didn't want to work for anyone. So although it was a lot better than my previous job, I still wasn't satisfied. I wasn't fulfilled. And I'm like, you know what? I just have one life to live and I want to live it free. Like, I want to travel. I don't want to wait for 2 years of vacation. So that's my background. I was in corporate for about a year and I knew from day one that corporate wasn't going to be for me. So I started exploring different ways that I could create my own reality.
Hey, this is Joseph. Welcome back to a new episode of A Cup of Joe. So 2020 has started. January has started. A new decade has started. How about you? Have you started? I will say we can all begin this 2020 asking ourselves one question, which is the following. What is the biggest thing I want to accomplish in 2020? The beginning of the year is always very exciting. We set ourselves new goals, which we cannot wait to smash. However, sometimes in the process of achieving those goals, we really get stuck and we really need someone to remind us that we are in fact capable of doing anything we want if we set our mind to it. My today's guest, Cara Filon, is the person you want to listen to if you're someone that is ready to take that leap and make that change in the new year. Cara is a multiple six-figure business coach for millennials who really want to create a life of freedom with a profitable online business. Cara's journey as an entrepreneur is really impressive. She only started her business in 2019 and she went from zero to a six-figure brand. She supported 60-plus ambitious dreamers, really teaching them the tools, skills, strategy, and mindset they need to step into their next-level identity and create the desired reality. In today's conversation, Cara is helping you to start this year with a kick, as well as sharing what it takes to become a business coach and what's her take on fear. Now, before we dive in, I really need your help. So, as you know, my goal in here is to deliver the best value I possibly can. However, I really need your feedback in line to continue to produce quality content. So please let me know what you think of the show. And if you feel like this show is resonating with what you stand for and with your value, please go over on Apple Podcasts and share a little review letting me know what you think. And I am sure you already are, but just in case, have you subscribed to A Cup of Joe podcast yet? When if you haven't just yet, make sure you do so, as I really don't want you to miss my next episode. And as you know, I love to support you guys too. So whenever you are tuning in on the podcast right now, take your phone, take a screenshot, tag me on your Instagram story so that I can repost you and support your community as well.
Welcome to A Cup of Joe, a weekly podcast discussing life and business. Grab a coffee and get comfortable. Here's your host, Joseph Rubelli.
Hi, Cara, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining A Cup of Joe. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat all things business with you.
Yes, I am so excited. And this is, guys, for you that you're listening, is the first recording of 2020. So Cara is my first guest of the new decade. So welcome. I am so happy to have you here. And yes, so I am super keen into this conversation because me and Cara have been following each other on Instagram for a few months now. And, you know, I really go into her content a lot and we started to chat over on DM, which is something that I always recommend you guys to do. If you look at my content marketing strategy, I always say reach out to people that you want to speak to because they will reply to you. And she did. So, I think you have such an incredible energy when it comes to mindset. And because this is the first episode of 2020 that we record, and, you know, we are still in January and we still have kind of, you know, a whole year to go, right? And we can really make so many differences and so many changes. We can really make a difference and so many changes in what is like the new year to come. And you done so amazingly well last year when it comes to your business, going to zero, from zero to six figure. So, you know, I would love you to kind of dive in and share with the audience a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and how did you get to do what you do?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much again for having me here. I'm so excited to chat with your audience and share my biggest tips and advice when it comes to building a profitable online business. So how it all started for me is it started with a dream. And contrarily to all the other dreams I've had in the past who just stayed dreams, right? Just all kind of ideas that I had in my mind, I actually decided to take action on this dream. And I was mind blown by how you can actually create anything you want to when you set your mind to it. So I wanted freedom. That was my number one reason why I got into this business, is I wanted freedom to be my own boss, to travel, to live life on my own terms, and just, yeah, have financial, location, emotional freedom, everything that I wanted. I wanted to be in control of that. So that was my number one driver in my business. And then I started experiencing. So my number one advice is you don't need to be perfect to start something, because you can learn as you go, right?
Absolutely.
So I started diving into the online world. I started as a virtual assistant, doing little things on the side, social media, content creation, some graphics. And then I got to really see what this world of entrepreneurship looks like. And that's how I was able to grow my business and then eventually started coaching people on how to do exactly what I did, which led me to where I am today.
What was that you were doing before? Because I think it's really interesting how you really focused yourself in the fact that you wanted to be more free and really, you know, have that life balance that I guess lots of us are looking for, especially when you come in from a corporate background and you are like stuck to the 9-to-5 and you feel like, oh, I wish I could do more things. I wish I could travel more. And I feel like freedom is one of the first, you know, things that comes to your mind when you are thinking of launching your own thing and really taking that leap and start to make a change. So what was your background before you got into coaching, and walk me through as well on what is your, you know, zone of coaching as well, because I think listener would like to know if you're someone out there that needs some help and some expertise, what would be your zone of genius as well?
Yes, absolutely. I'm happy to share that. So I was in university from 2014 to 2018. So I actually graduated in April 2018. Then I got my first job as a social media strategist for a university, and I did not like it. I'm like, there's no way I went to school for 4 years to be where I am now. Like, I am not going to be doing this for the rest of my life. So then I found a different job at the regional business center. So I was helping people that wanted to start their business. I was helping them with like the tactical stuff. So like how to register their business, how to be legally legit, how to do taxes. Like I was helping with that kind of stuff. And I really enjoyed that. So I got to go to schools and do presentations and talk about the support that they could get from the community when they start their business. And that's really how I learned a lot about business, first of all. And then I decided that I didn't want to work for anyone. So although it was a lot better than my previous job, I still wasn't satisfied. I wasn't fulfilled. And I'm like, you know what? I just have one life to live and I want to live it free. Like I want to travel. I don't want to wait for 2 years of vacation. So that's my background. In a corporate, I was in corporate for about a year, and I knew from day one that corporate wasn't going to be for me. So I started exploring different ways that I could create my own reality and different ways that I could start working online and be my own boss. Of course, it was a journey. I took a lot of risk. I dedicated a lot of time to learn and to just take action. And to answer your question about what is my specialty as a coach, is my passion is really to help millennials who have a dream and want to make it a business. So I help you build a profitable business online, whether you're starting from scratch or you're a new entrepreneur and you want to scale to six figures. So I help with branding, social media, sales, scaling, systems, hiring a team. So really every pieces that you need in your business to have the solid foundation that you need to make this a profitable business and scaling it to six figures and beyond.
I love that. And you touch on two key points for me, which is definitely really knowing from the beginning that what you were doing is just not what was going to be for the rest of your life. And I think this is kind of take me to what is one of the biggest problem when it comes to really make that change, which is fear, right?
Yes.
And, you know, fear is a big issue. So I would love to know, what's your take on fear and how did you deal if you ever had any, you know, moments where you were like holding yourself back?
Yes, absolutely. So fear happens when you're about to step out of your comfort zone. So fear is a reflection of not being comfortable. And I'm sure you've heard that before, but you don't grow in your comfort zone. So whenever you're feeling held back or you're scared or, you know, it's stressful, it's overwhelming, that means you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. And we often have fear around, what are people going to think? What if I fail? What if I don't make money? So I think that there's a lot of fear around your surrounding. But the thing you need to know is that you're just in a little tiny bubble right now. And as soon as you get the courage to break that bubble and explore your full potential, there's so much that can happen. So my biggest advice when it comes to fear is don't seek validation. You will find the best validation that you can find is the one that comes from you. So if you have the feeling that you're not satisfied and you're not fulfilled, and you just have the feeling that you can do so much more, you need to run with that feeling because it's going to guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And also, you know, one of the quote that I love on your page, because when I follow you, I was reading a couple of days ago, and it's like, celebrate failure as much as you celebrate success is the best form of feedback, which I think is so empowering, because when it comes to failure, and also you touch a really key point here, which is about profit. I feel like when it comes to comfort zone, obviously we all have bills to pay, right? We all have, you know, expenses that we all have to, you know, make money. But I feel like the fear of not making money is one of the first things that people stop them from take action, which I think, you know, the first thing that you feel like and that you fear is when you start a new business is like, is it going to make money? Is it going to work? Is it going to, you know, is it going to make me pay the mortgage, which is totally acceptable. And, you know, I am the first person that when I started, I was just really just thinking about the paycheck other than anything else, which is important. However, is not the essential thing. There needs to be, I would say, there isn't profit without purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a key point. And, you know, I feel like the fact that you are coaching millennial, I feel like it's so amazing because I feel like business coaching and, you know, social media and the online world in general is the future when it comes to jobs in general.
Yes, 100%. It's the best time to start, so run with it.
Exactly. It's the best time to start, and it's the best time to really, you know, make that change. And also, what I feel like sometimes when it comes to coaching and when it comes to online business, people don't really know that they can teach anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can teach anything. And this is kind of taking me to the next question that I have for you, which is, how did you know that you wanted to be a business coach? And what was the first approach you had when it comes to coaching?
Yes, that's a great question. So I've always been passionate about leadership. I always like running like some women empowerment programs and fundraisers and just being in some sort of empowering leadership position. The thing I was wrong about when I entered this entrepreneurship world is that I thought that in order to be a coach, I would need to be a certain age. I would need to have a certain number of years of experience. And I was so wrong with that because I started coaching, I would say about 5 months after starting my business, I already had a few one-on-one coaching clients. And the reason why is because I was a few steps ahead of them. And that's what you need in a coach. You need someone that's been where you're at. So at that time, I was about matching, maybe doubling my 9-to-5 income. So I was making just a little, I was doing more than my 9-to-5 income, and I had done that in 5 months. So right. that was already a success in itself. And there was people under me who were looking at that like, wow, I want to do that. So that's when I had the idea, okay, you know what? I can support other women or other millennials and help them do the same. So when you're looking for a coach, you want someone who you can relate to. You don't want someone who's built a multi-million dollar business when you're just starting out. Like, that seems so far away when you're at that stage in your business. So yeah. you want to work with someone who's just a few steps ahead of you.
And absolutely.
Yeah, I think that you anyone can do that as long as you have some sort of expertise in an industry or in a certain area. You can 100% create a coaching program, courses, or some sort of mentorship program around that that people will be more than happy to pay you for.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And, you know, I feel like you touched on a really key point here, which is about the level of experience, which I feel like sometimes people have this kind of imposter syndrome, if you will. They yeah. don't think they're capable or they're accountable based on the fact that they don't have the right age or they haven't been doing that for a long time. And mm-hmm. I feel very close to this topic because I had that, you know, fear in the past that people were not going to take me seriously or yeah. were not going to take, because, you know, it was a social media thing. It was an online thing. But then I realized that actually it wasn't about the fact that I didn't know what I was talking about. It was the fact that I was surrounded by the wrong people.
Absolutely.
And that's another big point, which I feel, you know, it's really important to really be able to understand if the people around you are uplifting you and empowering you in what you want to do in the way that you have to be doing it. That doesn't mean they need to say yes to everything. It is not, I am not a yes person either. And, you know, me and my partner, for example, have a little bit of a different view when it comes to business. But I know we are both very hard workers. And yeah. I know that his feedback, it's definitely coming from a place of, you know, taking me to the next level. And although sometimes when you have, I feel like this is something that happens very often when you have someone which is a close friend or a close family member that is giving you a feedback, and sometimes it's not what you really want to hear, people get a kind of stops and you confuse vanity metrics with like, you know, feedback in terms of where you are with your career, which is completely different. I have a question for you. If there is anyone on my listener that is thinking of being a coach, and what is the biggest mistake you did when you started out, and what would be the advice that you will feel like you can give to someone that is just starting the journey of business coaching?
Yeah, so my biggest mistake when I started out coaching was underestimating myself. So I see that mistake all the time for people who in any industry, whether it's coaching or whether you're a service provider, it's undervaluing yourself. So you are worth so much. And I want you to know that whenever you start your business, whether it's from day one or a few years into your business, like yeah. just know your worth and add tax to that. So
absolutely.
It's just, yeah, like really, I think that's a big, big mistake that a lot of people do. It's doubting yourself and your potential.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I absolutely feel like this is something that it's really important to remind ourselves sometimes that, you know.
Absolutely.
And also, I feel like sometimes people underestimate their background as well. Don't you find that? Like, don't you yeah. feel like sometimes people are almost scared of what they did before?
Yeah, like there's always an opportunity to start again. There's
yeah.
always an opportunity for a new beginning. So you can change, you can decide at any day and time that you're becoming a different person,
yeah.
that you're stepping into your next level. There's
absolutely.
No date on that. You can do that anytime.
Yeah, and I feel like also in terms of value, your background, your life experience, your expertise, your zone of genius is the value that you bring in to your clients, to the people that you're trying to serve. And this is what people sometimes feel like they need to go above and beyond when it comes mm-hmm. to each and everything that they are putting their mindset
yeah.
to do for. However, sometimes you don't really need to try too hard because you might already have the skills and the gift that you are ready to share. You just don't notice. And, you know, sometimes it's like you have something in front of you, but you need somebody else to tell you that you do. And sometimes we might be great at something, but we just don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you.
Yeah. So I feel like you are so inspiring because your business started from zero going to six figures. So I would love you to walk me through that and what has been your strategy to actually accomplish this result. And if you have any advice for someone out there, which is really looking to take their business to the next level. So what would be your tip on that?
Yeah, for sure. So I can walk you through my journey. So like I said, I started April 2018, right after I graduated. And I decided from day one that I was going all in. So I was putting all my time, money, energy into that dream that I had because I knew that failure wasn't an option. So if you're serious about a dream, if you're serious about a goal, I want you to know that you can 100% get there, but it all depends on how much do you want it. Because you can get there, but how much do you want it? It'll take risks. It'll take a lot of risks, a lot of sacrifices, a lot of time commitment, some hustle in the beginning, but you'll get there. So at first I had a full-time job. I was running a business and then I was waitressing on the side so I could pay my coach because my coach was literally my entire salary. So I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to give her my salary, but then I need money to pay my bills. So that was a time extremely difficult. And I had to be very disciplined because I was working long hours, but I knew that this hustle that I'm putting into now, which is absolutely ridiculous at times, but it's going to be worth it. I had that vision in my mind of me quitting my job, booking that one-way ticket to Bali, making that 10K month. And you know what? I envisioned that every single day. I wrote it down on a letter to my future self. And everything I wrote in that letter came true. I quit my job in January. I went to Bali for 5 weeks. I hit the 10K month. And then I was able to, when I decided to quit my job, I was able to scale my business to multiple six figure this year. And that took a lot of risks, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of investments, but anything is possible. Like anything, you just need to want it bad enough to be willing to do things that others don't do, to be willing to work on a Friday night when your friends are going out. You know, like that's the type of commitment that you need to be willing to do temporarily until you get to where you want to be.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you touch on multiple jobs and side hustle, because I feel like when it comes to entrepreneurship, people feel like they have this misconception that everything is given to an entrepreneur. Like there isn't any moment where you are actually doing several things. And thank you for sharing that, because I feel like this is kind of bringing people to reality, because this is kind of, you know, approaching more the practical side of things. And I feel like sometimes loads of business coaches, loads of entrepreneurs don't really focus on the behind the scene of, you know, chasing your results. And I love the fact that you actually share that, because I feel it's like, you know, bringing and keeping the balance of how realistic is your dream as well.
Right.
And I totally resonate with you when it comes to vision. And I am one of those people that is really aligned with your values, because I am one of the same. I have the same ideas. I am, every time I put my mindset for something, I always achieve it. Doesn't matter how long it takes.
I love it.
It's just the way it is. And yeah, so absolutely. I love that. And so you touched on a very interesting point, which I loved. And it's the fact that you wrote a letter to your future self. So my question is, what would you say to your previous self, if you will? So to a younger self.
Oh, that's such a good question. Yeah, so I wrote my letters to my future self when I was just starting out this business. I had, you know, left a previous long-term relationship and I was at a really rough place, but I trusted that I could make it work. I trusted that there was a better future ahead of me. So what I would tell to that person is just to trust, be present in current moment and enjoy every step of their journey. Enjoy the challenges, enjoy all the wins. Like, even if it's a tiny little win, celebrate that and be present in the journey every step of the way. If I could go back in time, that's what I would tell myself, Kara, that was 1 year ago.
I love that. Enjoying the process, because if you don't enjoy the process, then you're never going to get to the result that you want, right?
It's exactly. Kind of,
you know, I think it's the biggest takeaway. Thank you for sharing that. I think it's such a great message. I'm so excited about this, you know, episode, because I feel like 2020 is the new decade, right? So each and everyone that is listening is really able to achieve something new. And it's just really about making that change. And I love, for example, this is a completely different topic, but like, I was watching a movie the other day, and there is this content creator that is really, really famous. She's one of the first content creators ever existed, if you will. And she done a 7-figure business, and she had the very similar idea to yours, which is the one of writing a letter to your future self. But she basically has a tattoo on her arm, and she basically looked at that. She's like, the person that I would like to be. And this is kind of her way to go after her what she wants to do. So it's quite interesting, and I love that. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. So before we wrap it up, so if someone wants to coach with you, tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Kara Fillion. I have a few spots open for one-on-one coaching, and I have my signature online Freedom Academy that is starting in February. So that's an 8-week group coaching program, and it's for you if you're just starting your business from scratch, or if you're in your first year as an entrepreneur and you want to scale that.
That's awesome. This is so good. So if someone out there is really ready to make that change in 2020, you need to contact Kara. I will leave you guys the link on the description of the podcast. So make sure you get in touch with her, as she shares so much wisdom. And I've seen quite a few of her, work online. You might want to check her out and follow her, because she's awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And before we wrap it up, I want to ask you the question that I asked with every one of my guests. 5 years from now, link into the letter of your future self. Let's say your future self is having a conversation with me, and we're having another incredible chat over a cup of coffee, and I ask you, how is life treating you? What would be your answer?
Oh my gosh, I love that question. How life is treating me in 5 years?
2025. 2025, guys. This is crazy.
Oh my gosh. I would be telling you that life is treating me fantastic. I am traveling all over the world. I'm hosting events. I love in-person events. I'm hosting really incredible in-person events to motivate people who have a dream and helping them turn that dream into a reality. So I believe that in 5 years, that's the conversation I would be having with you.
I love that. And this is amazing. It's just, you know, it's so empowering, and I love your energy. I feel like you're such an incredible energy to be around. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today, because I really feel like sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that, we are capable of incredible things, and we just need to put our mind for it. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your experience. And I wish you the best luck for, 2020. And I cannot wait for a new conversation with you. And yeah, so thank you so much for being with me, and I wish we can speak again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, I'm quickly popping in to ask you something. Did you know I recently started a new project named A Cup of Joe TV? A Cup of Joe TV is the place to talk about marketing, online branding, and lifestyle, everything as usual over a nice cup of coffee. If you are a new coach, content creator, or entrepreneur, and marketing and branding isn't really your zone of genius, or maybe you just need some new tips and tricks when it comes to social media, well, do yourself a favor, come over on YouTube and subscribe to A Cup of Joe TV now. Each and every week, I share so many new strategies that I don't share anywhere else that you don't really want to miss. A Cup of Joe TV, subscribe now. All right, that is it for today. Do you know when the best conversation happened? Actually, after the show. So I want you to go over on Facebook and look for my new community out there. It's called Empower You, Uplevel Your Content and Your Business. This is where I empower young entrepreneurs just like you to discover and embrace their zone of genius. This new growing community is the right place for you if you are an entrepreneur looking for ways to connect with your tribe, or if you have an incredible idea that you know you can turn into a business and you're looking to connect with the right people. Covering topics such as marketing, PR, online branding, website, and so on. If anything like this resonates with you, come and join us. I will see you same time, same place next week.